I've been lonely. I was so lonely I could die. Oh, sorry, that's Elvis. He's crying because he's been very lonely lately. He's been very lonely lately. Very lonely. E, what do you mean you've been very lonely lately? Hi, James from Ingvid. A lot of times we in English use time, when I say time words, I'm not talking about when or while or after and before, which indicate what is happening in time, if it's coming this way or that way. But we have time words and time phrases, which to us give us more information than before or after, because they can be used more generally. Example, I can say, before I did this video, I had dinner. But if I say I recently had it, you know it's in memory, in a period of time in my memory that's very close. It's a little deeper, a little bit more knowledge, or a little bit more information. So, when we're looking here, I'm going to give you some phrases and some words that do the same thing as recently does, which is more information than before or after. Cool? Let's go to the board. And we'll find out why he is so lonely, he could die. Anyway, just as time flows, I'm going to start in the natural progression of time. Past happens before, then the present is now in the future, and I'm going to try and give you a few words of each that you will find that native speakers use on a regular basis to give you an idea or an impression about what kind of time they're talking about. And some of these things, and E gave me a really good one with this Wednesday and next Wednesday, are so common that we use it that foreign speakers get confused because they're like, what do you mean? There's only one Wednesday. Why be so specific? It's like, no, we're actually giving you more information. So let's go to the board and start off with old-fashioned. This one's kind of easy because we're talking about the past here, because old is before. But you're going to say old-fashioned. Why? Well, when somebody says something's old-fashioned, they usually mean it's not in style anymore, right? It's not modern. So you can say this is an old-fashioned donut. It doesn't mean it's bad. It just means it's from an older a style or a generation prior to. But when somebody says you have old-fashioned manners or old-fashioned language, they're saying, you know what? People don't kind of use this anymore. That's an old-fashioned idea, right? It's kind of not being used. So we have that to the past. It's usually associated with things in the past or things that are gone or should be gone. Outdated. That outdated mode of thinking. They use on a regular basis, PC talk, politically correct talk. It means it's no longer used or no longer useful. So you might have this idea, or you might have, my cell phone is like an S4 from Samsung. I'm mentioning it for two reasons. Samsung, I need a new cell phone. It's an S4. And you people out there, please give me a new cell phone. I'm joking. I want Samsung to give me a cell phone. Advertising for you. But my phone is basically outdated. It's so outdated, they use it to... Oh, I don't even have a good joke. It's that outdated. But it's no longer used or useful. Most of the systems are S8 or what have you, so some things I can't use. I don't care. I like my phone, to be honest. Now, outdated means it's just kind of like not being used, no longer used or useful. Operative word, or the word that's important is not useful, means... it's not as convenient as something that would be new. The word you don't want to hear someone say to you is obsolete, right? If this is obsolete, it is no longer used. Yes, old credit cards. You don't pay it, it becomes obsolete. Can't use it no more. Bad example, obsolete dinosaurs. Ever seen one? Mm-mm, you don't. Birds is the closest we got to them. They're gone. They're obsolete. That technology or that biological technology is no longer used, people. We are the new ones. So now time to move to the present. What present term, present day forms do we use to explain what's going on in the present? A lot of you guys will go now or present because these are the two words you've been taught. Have you ever been confused when someone says to you, nowadays, the kids wear their jeans down by their butts? You're like, what do you mean nowadays? You mean today? Like, no, nowadays. It means at the present, and it is different from the past. When anyone says to you nowadays, they're literally saying the days today are different than the days before. Right? I know it's old-fashioned that a man should pull up his pants and wear a belt, right? Should pull the pants up. Nowadays, the children have the pants down their ass. You know, it's like, what? It's like, well, today is different than the past. Nowadays. And it's not that day. It's a period of time. So they're saying in recent memory from, you know, two, three, four years or two, three months. But usually it's a longer period of time in the present. And it's not one point. It's a bubble, you could say, right? So that bridges the past and the present, saying there's a difference between the past and the present, and it goes over a period of time. Lately. Haven't seen you around here lately. E, where you been lately? And this is the one he used here. And this one means not long ago. Oh, I haven't seen E lately. It means maybe in the last hour or two. With nowadays, we're talking maybe a year or two, maybe even at 10 years. Lately means recently, right? Not too long ago. You know, I haven't had a Starbucks coffee lately. That could be in a week, 2 or a month. We're not talking years, right? So watch these. You can use these for different things to give a greater expression of present time and more of a recent expression of present time. Now, here's one of my favorite. Notice how these are lately and latest. Seem similar, very different. Latest means most recent. It means the newest thing. The latest Apple computer can make coffee for you. The latest Apple computer, not the lately one, the latest. It means newest. It's like a superlative, right? Newest, most, best, biggest, latest. It is the newest thing out there. So in talking in the present, we can say the latest thing. Have you heard the latest news? It means the newest news. Lately, the news hasn't been very good in the recent memory. The news nowadays, it means maybe this year or the last 4 years. Very different periods of time. So we go from now, a bit more than now, to longer periods. And we're still talking about now. Cool. Now you've expanded your vocabulary. Let's move to the future. Now, the future has a couple of constructions that are really difficult. And I understand it's difficult for students to get. Because when we learn these phrases, it's just part of something we watch and see. We don't think too much about it. And the constructions of the sentences make it actually hard for people to get. So I'm going to start with a point here, these two here, and then go up to this one. Bear with me and I'll get there for you. Okay. So when you have one and two, okay, number two is next to one. So it's the next one. When we say the next day, we mean not day number one, but day number two. So it's one extra day. I'll do it the next day. I'll do it the next day. A week from now is similar to that. Now, I know you know now. So let's take this one and write now. Okay. Now, when we do a week from now, that's going to be 1 week is here. So the difference is 1 week from whatever that period of time is. Now is, let's say today is Friday. Now it's Friday. So 1 week from now will be next Friday. 1 week difference, one plus. Cool? So in this case, when we talk about these two, a week from now, we're talking about adding 1 week to the day we're talking about. When we say the next day, we mean literally the next day, and we can follow the 1-2 example. Not today, that day here. From here, this day is Friday. 1 week from now will be the next Friday. Are we good with that? Good. Because now is when it gets complicated. Well, actually, not really. We're going to start with this one. Actually, let's start with this one to make it easy. We'll start with tomorrow. Okay, so let's go back up here. And you know what tomorrow means, right? It's not today, but tomorrow. So when you have tomorrow, I'll write Tom for short for tomorrow. This one says the day after tomorrow. Well, here's today. Okay, and remember we talked about this is one and this is two. This is tomorrow. What would be after tomorrow? Three, all right? And this is after tomorrow, so we're going to hear after. So the day after tomorrow is really 2 days from now. Today, not today, but tomorrow. And after tomorrow is the third day, which means 2 days from now. English people will usually say that. They'll go, you know, the day after tomorrow we'll do it. 2 days from now. Now you understand that. We're going to go to the next one, which seems even harder. The week after next. It's the exact same thing, except we're talking about weeks as opposed to days. Let's go back to the board. Okay, so we're going to say after. Okay, so we're talking about a week, which is number one, right? After that would be two. And then we add this funny word, next, which would be three. Well, we know 3 minus 1 equals what? 2. So not this week, it's after that by a week, and then it's next. So we're talking about 2 weeks from now. And you're going to go, James, hold on a second. That's exactly the same as the day after tomorrow. Like, yeah, except the day after tomorrow is talking about days. The week after next is talking about weeks. A longer time period, but the concept or idea is the same. There is a difference of two. Why we use it, I don't know, because it's just as easy to say 2 weeks from now, 2 days from now. But it's not why we use it that's important. What's important is that you understand it when someone sends you a business note or an invitation, you know, the party will be the week after next. You have to know what it means. And right now, I think you do. So we've done these ones, and that's why we started here and worked backwards. And now we're going to go to the easy one. 2 weeks from now. What is 2 weeks from now? Well, if you got this, this is kind of evident, right? From this point in time, 2 weeks from now. What I wanted to explain about all of these things that they all have in common is it's a period of time from this day. Okay? So really, it's a period of time. So we're illustrating a period of time without saying, getting exact about it by saying, you know, like, oh, the week after next. It's a period of time. It's 14 days. But no one's going to say 14 days. They say that with the understanding you know what it is. And this is 2 days, and they understand that you know this, that's what it is. But it's not even that it's a period of time. It's a period of time in the future, not happening now. Cool? All right. Now, here's a fun one. This Wednesday. What the hell does that mean? This Wednesday, that Wednesday, when Wednesday? Well, when we say this Wednesday, or we say this Thursday, or we say this Monday, what it usually means is this day has not happened in the week. Generally put, you're not going to hear this Monday. You go, why? I'm like, well, the week starts on Sunday, but in North America and many English-speaking countries, the week starts on a Monday. So people won't say this Monday because they're already in the day. But they would say on a Monday, this Tuesday. I'm confused. And I would say, is it Monday? And you go, yeah. I go, has Tuesday happened yet? No. And that's what they mean, this Tuesday, meaning the Tuesday in this week. So anytime you hear an English speaker saying this Monday, this Saturday, this Friday, remember this is in the future. It means in this week, it has not happened. And that's the one we're talking about. We good? A day in the week that has not happened. You go, okay, I got that. And I go, good, I'm glad you got it, because now I'm going to throw a monkey wrench at you and talk about next Wednesday. And you're like, what? Well, next Wednesday? Well, that must be this week as well. Nope, not at all. Next Wednesday means whatever week we're in, it's the following week. Do you remember we were talking about here, the next blah, blah, blah? That's what this means. When we talked about this Wednesday, this week, or this Wednesday, the example, right? We're saying, here's the week, Monday to Sunday, okay? Sorry, university, we use A for Sunday, so forgive me, okay? When we said this, it means in this week, like this Monday or this Tuesday, it means the week has, we're here on Monday, Tuesday hasn't happened yet. That's what that means. So we're waiting till this day here. When we say next Monday or next Tuesday. Yeah, see, we can say next Monday. It means we're standing right here. Right here, we're standing here, and we're looking into the future for the next one. So it doesn't mean, if we're here on Tuesday, we'd say next Tuesday, we mean the next Tuesday that's coming. You go, what? I'm like, yeah. Even if this is Wednesday, we're not referring back in time, we're referring to the future. Just like we did here, we're going to go to the future to the very next Tuesday. So today, for instance, today is Friday. So if I said, E, I'll see you next Friday, he wouldn't go, but we're here, James! I'd go, you know what I'm talking about. Look to the future. The following 7 days, we'll meet up again. Cool? Yeah. A little confused? You should be. Right now, you shouldn't be because I've explained it. You can always rewind and watch again. But these are important because these happen time and again in the English language. And I've watched very smart students, very intelligent people, get confused by it because they're like, well, you have days after and next and week and you put them all in the same sentence. I'm like, yeah, and you have to learn it. And it's my job to help you. So we've done the past, giving you some old ones that you've refer back to the past when you hear people say it. You hear outdated, what does that mean? It's no longer useful. Then we talk about nowadays, and they don't mean now, even though you hear now. It means in the present, in a recent period of time. Latest means the newest. Then you hear, like, you hear the week after next, you know, oh, that's 2 weeks. Then you hear the day after tomorrow, that's 2 days, right? And when you hear this, and this is, you know, we would say this, like, this is close, and the and there, you know, this and that are talking about distance. This is this week. It's happening right now. Okay? Well, next is the following week. Cool? Got it down basically? Good. We're going to go do our quiz, as you know. I'm going to give you a little bit more information on time phrases or throw one more at you at least, and we'll do a little homework. Ready? Okay, so it is time for us to do one more time. I've got a couple more things I'm going to give you about time, and hopefully your head is not going around and around from the last one. But first one is of late. Of late. I haven't seen him of late. It means recently, and it means a period of time around now. So if this is now, of late is like a planet going around here. Not too far here, not too far there, right? I haven't had a cigarette of late in the last 5-10 minutes or 2 hours. These days. This is interesting. Because these days means and the present, not the past. These days it's hard to get a house because they're too expensive, which is different, of course, than the past where it was probably easier to get a house. So when someone says these days to you, their meaning is the difference between the present and the past. It's a contradiction or they're opposite in some way. So these days it's easier to get around the world. Everyone can fly. In contrast, 100 years ago, you were on a boat, it was difficult to get around, yeah? Or these days, it's easy to communicate with people I know by way of cell phone. It's true. Because in the old days, what we called the rotary phone, oh, you don't know about that. Okay, you know Fred Flintstone? Maybe not. Prehistoric times. Think before when man walked, we used to have to go into the kitchen, usually the kitchen, there would be a phone on the wall. I know you're going, teacher, not in my pocket. No, not in your pocket, on the wall. And we'd walk up. And there'd be little holes in a round disc. And you'd go, if you made one mistake, you had to start again. Sorry. It's true. I wish I was joking. You'd be like, do it. Start again. So, yeah. Yeah. And you couldn't leave the kitchen because the cord... You probably don't know what a cord is either. The thing that held the phone, you could only walk so far, then you get yanked back. So you couldn't go too far. Oh, yeah. These days, everything has changed. Anyway, we've done that one. So these days and of late, let us do our quick little quiz. I got a little quiz for you. Of course, I've got 4 sentences and 4 time words or time phrases. Which one belongs where? Let's figure it out, shall we? Nobody uses a slide rule anymore. That technology is... Now, I know the first thing you're going to say is, what is a slide rule? And I'm going to tell you what a slide rule is. I don't know, because I've never seen one. You guys use calculators today, right? So what is a slide rule? That technology is... Yeah, obsolete. It is not used by anyone anymore. Nobody uses a slide rule. Unless you go to maybe Oxford in the 1960s. All right, so obsolete. Now, what about this one? Something kids like to wear their pants really low and have a lot of tattoos. What would that be? Well, I'm talking about the kids today, right? I'd be talking about the kids now. So we would say, just noticed something. Sorry. Forgive me. Nowadays, I make some mistakes. Not like the old days. And I'm going to put a period here. And while I'm at it, let me just check up. You hadn't heard the news. James forgot the question mark. Anyway, nowadays, kids like to wear their pants really low and have a lot of tattoos. That means today, right? How about we do this one? See, did you hear the news? What would that one be? Well, there's only two left. And I would say, judging from the lines, this one would have to be latest. You're like, oh, James, you're so smart. You made the other one too long. We know the answer. Yeah. You know the answer is this one. And if you have to wait for me to put the answer down, please stop. Start the video again and pretend this never happened, okay? Because there's only one left. And you're like, oh, wait, give me time. I'm so confused. This is difficult. I mean, I don't know which one I haven't written down yet. There we go. 2 weeks from now. Yes. Okay, and that was a difficult one we did before, right? And we talked about a time period from this period. So it's 2 weeks from whenever we're speaking, right? 2 weeks from Friday. So anyway, that's the quiz. You did well, especially you people who were able to look at the line difference and get the answer. Very smart. I don't know if your English is good, but you are smart. Okay, so as always, homework. I want you to write 6 sentences using 2 of the time phrases. Now, I gave you 2 for the past, 2 for the present, 2 for the future. So pick 2 and just write out some sentences and mix and match them. See how well you understand them. And if, you know, I've told you before, go make comments, because I have noticed a lot of people, when someone actually does the homework, a lot of people make comments and you make friends. It's really cool. I watch people say, I'm from Algeria and I saw yours and here's a mistake and let me help you. And I'm like, really? No, it does happen. But yeah, do your homework. See how well you do. You can do after the quiz, make a comment. People would really love to help you there. Or even after this video and get your sentences done. I'm trying to think of what else I have to do. Oh, I have to say thank you. Thank you once again. It's always a pleasure having you watch the videos and tell us or let me know what you want to have on the next video. I need you to subscribe. Why? Because when you subscribe, I get the ability to give you the latest and greatest thing we've done. See, latest. Press the link. You'll see a button around here somewhere, or, you know, swipe whatever you got to do. Don't forget to hit the bell, because the bell is when you get the latest video that we have out. Okay? Great. Anyway, go to www.ing, vid as in video, to do the quiz, the big quiz, and really test yourself. See how good you are. Gotta go. But I know I'll see you around, right? These days.